This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. government has carried out its first execution in 17 years, the U.S. federal government, that is, in 17 years after the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in an early Tuesday decision to dismiss a lower court's injunction on three executions scheduled for this week and another one set for next month. Daniel Lewis Lee was put to death with a dose of the powerful sedative pentobarbital at a federal prison in Indiana. Hours after the court released its ruling, Lee was convicted of murdering a family of three, including an 8-year-old girl. In 1996, he was originally due to be executed on Monday, but hours before that happened, a federal judge issued a preliminary injunction on the grounds that courts should have more time to review whether the method of execution violates constitutional protections against cruel and unusual punishment. Iran has executed a former defense ministry employee who was convicted of selling information to the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. That's according to Iran's judiciary agency on Tuesday. A judiciary spokesman said Reza Asghari was executed last week for selling information about Iran's missile program to the CIA. Iran says Asghari sold the information during his last years in the defense ministry and retired in 2016. Iran executed another alleged spy last month. Pakistan said Tuesday it would relaunch door-to-door vaccinations of children against polio next week after a 4-month suspension due to the coronavirus outbreak. The announcement comes amid a substantial decline in daily COVID-19 infections across Pakistan, one of two polio-endemic countries in the world, along with Afghanistan. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The White House is being accused of undercutting its most trusted coronavirus expert as President Donald Trump continues to play down the threat posed by the virus and pushes to reopen the economy before the election in November. Mr. Trump and other White House officials have been ramping up their attacks against Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious diseases expert. He's been sounding alarms about spiking cases of coronavirus. Mr. Trump suggests the severity of the pandemic has killed more than 135,000 Americans is being overstated by critics to damage his re-election chances. U.S. researchers have begun searching for the unmarked mass graves of an estimated 300 African Americans who were killed in the Tulsa race massacre nearly a century ago. Test excavations began Monday in Oak Lawn Cemetery in Tulsa, Oklahoma, located in the south central region of the United States. That happened after a radar search earlier this year revealed the possibility of mass graves. The search was postponed in March because of the coronavirus pandemic and involves the use of a backhoe to remove the first layer of soil before more delicate tools are used in the case that remains are discovered, that according to Oklahoma's state archaeologist. A UN commission probing Burundi on Monday urged the East African country's new government to break the cycle of violence and start cooperating with the United Nations. In a statement, the UN Commission on Inquiry, which publishes its final report in September, urged Burundi's new president to demonstrate his will for change. The International Committee of the Red Cross is voicing concern about the humanitarian consequences of the Armenia-Azerbaijan clash as the two nations remain mired in conflict after 2 days of border clashes. Each side is blaming the other for the clashes. The conflict has turned deadly. Azerbaijan's defense ministry reported that 11 members of its armed forces were killed and many more were wounded. Armenia's defense ministry reported 3 soldiers and 2 police officers were wounded in the conflict. The ICRC is worried these clashes put civilians in harm's way, preventing them from going about their lives safely. Meanwhile, as the world waits for a vaccination for the coronavirus, new concerns are being expressed that once the vaccination proves viable, problems will arise regarding distribution. Oxfam International spokeswoman has told AP she fears vaccines could be hoarded by powerful nations. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.